91X News.
Good afternoon. It's 24 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. I'm Matthew Murray. Well, if you're a Yahoo user, you might want to check your account. The company says personal information from over 500 million accounts was stolen today. The stolen data includes users' names, email addresses, phone numbers, birthdays, passwords, and security questions. Yahoo says they don't know who's behind the attack just yet, but is blaming it on what it calls a state-sponsored actor. And Nunavut schools were evacuated this morning after a bomb threat was called in, RCMP say. Police say they received a threat that bombs had been placed in schools across the territory. They confirmed the threat was a hoax after checking all schools in the region. The threat comes a day after more than 60 schools and over 19,000 students were evacuated across Prince Edward Island and Nova Scotia. Investigators have not yet been able to question the man charged with planting bombs in New York and New Jersey because of the severity of his injuries. Ahmed Khan Rahami was wounded during a shootout with police in New Jersey Monday morning. He has been in the hospital since then. Prosecutors in both New York and New Jersey have charged him in a series of explosions, including one in Manhattan that injured more than 30 people. The top prosecutor in Manhattan said Wednesday that he expected Rahami in court soon. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, won't publicly release the video of a fatal police shooting, but they will allow the slain man's family to see it.
The video is from body cameras from several officers at the scene of Tuesday's fatal encounter. 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott died in the parking lot of his condominium, but Police Chief Kerr Putney warns,
"The video does not give me absolute definitive visual evidence."
Investigators say Scott had a gun and refused to drop it. The chief says the family wants to see that video.
"We're going to honor that request."
Scott's family says he was holding a book, not a gun, and the discrepancies have triggered days of rioting and looting in Charlotte. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An engineering study has found that overwhelming strain on bolts led to a bridge failure that slowed down a critical Trans-Canada highway this past winter. The steel decking on the $106 million Nipigon River Bridge shifted almost 2 feet in January, causing thousands of trucks to detour around the bridge for several weeks. A permanent redesign has been drawn up, and repair work will cost between $8 to $12 million. The Nipigon Bridge is the first cable-stayed bridge built in Ontario, and it opened the first two lanes about 2 months before the failure. Centennial Secondary School will soon be the new home of Sir John A. Macdonald Public School's grade 7 and 8 classes for the time being due to a lack of space. The school board estimates the number of students coming in September as early as May, but Carrie Janelle of Hastings Prince Edward School Board says their numbers were off.
"This is the first time with the Sir John A. Centennial situation that it's happened quickly because of higher enrollment."
Janelle says that they've received a mixed response from parents on the decision.
"We have heard from some parents who are expressing concern, and rightly so, because it is a change. And we've also heard from parents who are supportive as well."
Janelle says the students will take a tour of Centennial this Tuesday and start classes there Wednesday. With the first day of fall today, the city's Chamber of Commerce and Bay of Quinte Tourism want to make it feel a little more like fall in downtown Belleville. The 8th annual Flavors of Fall kick off this Saturday with a little something for everybody, including pumpkins, carvings, local food vendors, and historic displays. Susan Walsh is the special events coordinator at the Chamber and says events like Flavors of Fall are a great way to show off all that Belleville has to offer.
"It's very important for the Chamber to always connect with the community, highlighting the community, showcasing everything that Belleville has to offer. Events like this make us as residents appreciate what Belleville has for us, and for tourists, they say, hey, this is a really cool place."
The festivities are open to the public and start at 10 a.m. Saturday and run until 4 p.m. The first day of fall also meant the start of Brighton's annual Apple Fest. Christine Waterhouse, the chair of Apple Fest, says there will be helicopter rides, a parade, dances, and an arts and crafts show. Crowd favorites such as the Street Fair and Children's Village return again this year as well.
"The Street Fair is always a favorite, the downtown Street Fair. The car show is a big hit, and the Children's Village, it's back bigger and better this year."
Almost 10,000 people are expected to attend this year's festival. Apple Fest starts today and ends Sunday. And a crash west of Port Hope this morning left a woman dead and two in hospital. Police responded around 8 this morning on Highway 401 near Newtonville Road after a car rolled over and plunged down a ravine before coming to a stop in a ditch. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene, and an air ambulance was called in to fly one man to hospital in serious condition. The highway was closed both ways at Wesleyville Road for a portion of the morning. All lanes have since reopened. That's it for QNET News on 91X. Sports is next after this.
You know that a dentist takes care of teeth, but do you know what an orthodontist does? Dentists treat tooth decay and other oral health problems. However, you should consult an orthodontist about the appearance of your smile, alignment of your teeth, or your bite. I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I work closely with your dentist to give you the smile you've always wanted. Call me for a complimentary consultation. 969-8822. You're going to love your Peterson smile.
And now on to QNET Sports. Tough break for Leafs fans today as the team announced winger Joffrey Leupel is back on the injured reserve. Despite undergoing a sports hernia surgery in February, Toronto General Manager Lou Lamoriello says the veteran forward is still feeling some discomfort.
He got on the ice and he had the same discomfort. So we brought him back and he saw our doctors. And, you know, when he went through the physical, they both felt that he wouldn't be able to play. He's very disappointed. He worked very hard at it this summer.
The Leafs kick off their training camp tomorrow in Halifax before their first preseason game starts Monday against the Ottawa Senators. And in NFL news, the Oakland Raiders are one step closer to calling Las Vegas home. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval says he wants lawmakers to consider a public financing plan for an NFL stadium in the state. The Republican governor said he spoke with Oakland Raiders owner Mark Davis this week and thought Davis was committed and resolute in the team's interest in locating to Nevada. The Southern Nevada Tourism Committee last week recommended raising hotel taxes in the Las Vegas area to help put up the $750 million towards a 65,000-seat stadium. Three-quarters of the NFL owners will need to approve the deal before a move. In NFL action tonight, rookie Jacoby Brissett is likely to get his first start as quarterback for New England when the Patriots host the Houston Texans. Brissett came in for an injured Jimmy Garoppolo in New England's win over Miami last week. The Patriots are starting the season without star quarterback Tom Brady, who is still suspended for the first four games of the season. And today's World Cup action has already kicked off, with Russia and Finland tied at 0-0 at the end of the first. A win for Russia today means a semifinal spot, and it would knock Team North America out from the tournament. And the U.S. and the Czech Republic face off in one final match. Both teams have already been knocked out of the tournament, with Team Canada and Europe taking the semifinal spots in Group A. And in local sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team scored their first goal of the season, but were narrowly edged out by the Fleming Knights 2-1 last night. They play again tomorrow against the Algonquin Thunder at home. The men's and women's rugby teams play Algonquin in Ottawa on Sunday, and the Trenton Goldenhawks are now 4-0 after a 5-1 victory last night against the Toronto Patriots in Etobicoke. Their next game is tomorrow at home versus the Pickering Panthers. And the Wellington Dukes look to keep their red-hot four-game win streak alive as they head to Newmarket today to face the Hurricanes. They'll play the Burlington Cougars at home on Sunday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for tonight, looking mainly cloudy with a small chance of showers overnight and a low of 13. Tomorrow, those small chance of showers will come back, mainly cloudy again and a high of 19. And tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 6 degrees. At 4:08, it's 24 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Murray. QNET News next at 5.